It is time to check in with Bobby Gales with another update for us this morning. Good morning again, Bobby. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much, Shirley. So we're focusing this morning, family, on the announcements you may have heard about the settlement for military personnel and their families who were exposed to toxic chemicals found in drinking water at Camp Lejeune. So my guest this morning is here to talk about the settlement and who's eligible to file a claim. He's a partner with the law firm of Addison Darden, Mr. Mark Darden. Mark, good morning. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Great this morning.
Good, good. So, Mark, share with our listeners about the Camp Lejeune settlement and who's eligible to file a claim.
Yeah, Bobby. So, those persons that are eligible would be individuals who were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 through December 31st of 1987. And those persons would include military personnel, Marines, as we well know, mm-hmm. civilians who worked on the base, and anyone that lived on the base for 30 days or came in contact with the water on the base for more than 30 days during that period of time.
Okay. So for those who want to file a claim, what's the process?
Well, there is a process. This comes under the Camp Lejeune Justice Act. And so we're finding that some persons have filed claims through the VA. This is a separate filing that must be done. If they want to file a claim, they can contact us at www.addisondardenlaw.com. That's www.addisondardenlaw.com. And we can assist them and walk them through the process.
Fantastic. Mark, I want to thank you, first of all, for taking on this effort and, of course, for sharing this valuable information with our listeners. Really appreciate it.
Yes, Bobby, if I could say one more thing. Mm-hmm. We will be having a number of town halls in the DMV
right.
In the month of October. And so if you go to that website, you will find a schedule that will be coming out soon where we will have town hall meetings to give people more information. We want to inform the public about what's going on, educate them, and then they can make a choice.
Excellent, excellent. All Mark, right. Thanks again. Really appreciate everything you're doing, my friend.
Thank you, Bobby. And thanks to HU. I'm a HU grad, Howard University Law, so thank HU.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Bye-bye.
My guest there, Mark Darden, a partner with the law firm of Addison Darden. Okay, time for another look at traffic. Angela, what do you have for us?